So just taking one step back to what you said earlier about the rhyming rainbow. That reminded me of another question that I had here. The electric sheep screensaver. The mathematical thing that shows visualization of all these fractal looking diagrams. Mm-hmm. So that's called the flame algorithm, and I watched a talk on it yesterday.
Well, it's done in a Faraday, it only works in a Faraday cage. If you take that outside of a Faraday cage, they don't meet. But within the fractal, it can handle itself in a Faraday cage. So the screensaver only works within a parameter that you can adjust or breach to. Now, that's just a sidebar. Nobody else will know what the fuck we're talking about, but you know exactly what we mean.
Yeah. So are you saying that the electric sheep screensaver, unless it's in a Faraday cage, which it's not right now, is too porno version to be worth anything?
It's the map. No, it's the map to Carmen Sandiego. I mean, nobody knows where you started from. It's the map. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? It's the map to Carmen Sandiego, but outside of a Faraday cage, you don't know where you start from. So you don't know what part you are. You don't know if to go left or right or up or down or over or under or anything else the magic can do to a spell.
Okay. Well, back in 2016, you told me to pay attention to how the transitions run between those different electric sheep renderings.
Yep, that's right.
So those are the
stocks
and stocks.
Why did we tell you to do that?
Because you said if I can figure out how those transitions run, that'll make me the author of the cloud.
That's exactly right, because you'll know how to contain that perpetual position in a Faraday cage, which we have spoke tremendous words about. For Pete's sake, it's a wonder every one of y'all ain't wired up with damn copper straps on your legs right now. A thousand wonders you're not all wired up in copper, trying to ground you to something anyway until you can have a chance to ascend. This allows you to be able to see the picture or connect the ushers, make it all a fluid stairway to heaven. Or was that Freebird?
Okay.
Maybe that's Freebird. We forget.
So does the Faraday cage get created as I put the angel diagram into? Oh.
You are the Faraday cage. We've known that. Exoskeletons, we speak more of that than we do anything else. The largest organ in your body, which you thought was your penis, it's not. It's your skin. It's your dermis. That's the largest organ in your body.
So we become the Faraday cage.
You don't become, you are. You just got to turn it on. No.
All right.
You got to turn it on. It's got to be charged.
Okay, so back to the transition.
What's a positively charged atom?
Sorry?
What's a positively charged atom?
Cation?
That's right. And how does a cation apply?
Well, I'm just saying it back to you because it's positively charged the way that it...
No, but that positively charged makes it to where it has to connect to something. So it can hold an extra neutron. If it's positively charged, it can hold an extra neutron. Because there's room.
And what do we do with that capacity for holding an extra neutron?
Build on it. So it'll either enlarge the Faraday cage or it will strengthen it. Either way, you're well served.
Does this only apply to the exoskeleton or also to the cloud?
We don't know the difference.
It applies to people who are taking RE/MAX.
It does.
Okay,
that helps.
Caroline.
Because most of them are going butt-fucking crazy because they're losing their mind without this strident position of balance and their mineralization of their meat sack body, especially those that are trying to ascend. You see? And if they're not trying to ascend, it'll help the postpartum depression of descension.
Right. So just to close up this one thing about the transition, the morphing between the different electric sheep renderings in the screensaver.
Yeah, Calvin, he said you were morphine, pointing, not morphine. Morphine sulfate's handy too, but he said morphing. He said morphing, Carol. Go ahead.
So when you talk about the morphing, right, when you talk about the morphing, there's two layers to that. I want to know which one you want to pay attention to. Is it the interpolation or the genetic crossfade?
No, there's no difference. How is there a difference? So if they're interactive. They're interactive.
Well,
Okay, go ahead.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. So splicing. Is this more?
Let's talk about gene splicing. Which side are you going to start? You're going to take the lines, you're going to take the DNA and splice it down to see who the paterfamilias is and then recreate it from there? Or you're going to take the RNA and shift the DNA to decide who the paterfamilias is? See the difference?
Right. I see. So I would focus.
You can drive it. You can drive the whole condition. You don't have to warm the teapot before you make the tea. If you have the inside out and the outside in. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart.
So in the case of the morphing, the interpolation is like the change in the RNA, which will affect the DNA, which in this case is the genetic crossfade. Okay, got it.
Which is exactly the outer, inner, and the middle kingdom. You know more about that than most. You caused most of that since the Qin dynasty anyway. So good for you. All that good schooling you got going on, you did good.
Are you saying that I caused the split between into three kingdoms?
We agree. Yes, we agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. So is this for? Is the morphing? Is this the 14th degree of freedom? Segue.
We agree. Yeah, because. You got to know, but now in order for that to work, you got to be real careful because now you got to deal with the balance and the valence.
Okay. And
if you're going with the 14th valance, drink.
And the 14th, got it. So the valence and the valence to animate that, would that be related to the, I answered my own question. That's related to the interpolation and the morphing.
Yeah. The way to see that opening is in the code, like in the old Stargate, the SG-1, the Stargate movie thing. It's a representation of that opening. You have to have the code. You have the code. You dial it up like old Ma Bell, dial up, and then you make a connection, and you have an operator, and it has to ring somewhere, and somebody's got to answer, and then they got to make a connection, and. See how ridiculous that is where now you don't even dial. You just ask, we don't want to say the name S or A to do it for you, and they do it for you.
Mm-hmm. So is this where the symbols and the dial-a-mile come into play in the lotus blooming?
Good chance. Got a good chance. Unless you got a very healthy grimoire, that might help too. Couldn't hurt.
So I was listening to old recordings where we talked about a lot about fractals, and then something clicked for me. So in Stranger Things, under the ground where they have the hub, where all those tunnels meet, is that an example of what you mean by fractal?
It is. It's a containment field where that's the binding from the upside down. It's either rip. Like the Thompson Quadrant, when we did that here. The rip. Another example is in the fringe between the different worlds, the split worlds, where one's interacting, interfering, and making one world better and one world worse. La, la, la. Back and forth. Like that.
Okay, so the fractal is where all roads can connect to all roads?
Yeah, you're getting like Bob now. You're getting a little glib, but yeah, at the stretch. But yeah, that's like saying, okay, so if I can get to the outer kingdom, then I can also reach the inner kingdom. Okay, yes, that's true, but you know, you're a long way to Clarkston from there.
I'll ease up on that one. So why,
well,
is this,
saying,
why is the,
it's too broad because it doesn't answer a question. See, we said, you said some words, and we're not saying your words are wrong. They're just not precise enough to do you any good, basically.
Okay. So why does the antenna have to be a fractal antenna?
The only thing that can hold up, it's the only thing that'll respond to the exoskeleton from the new RNA that the mitochondrial position can sustain. Because in the heart side, you'll blow an artery, an aorta, every single time. You can't take that much pressure. Because the amount of pressure that it takes to sustain an appended human is huge. You think high blood pressure, you ain't seen high blood pressure. When you get rid of these muscles and make everything in your body a tendon, ooh, Lord Jesus, that thymus going to go into overtime. When the lipids start shifting and changing and you start actually working in a world where you don't have spinal fluid, where you have only synovial fluid, honey, we've been to grease this big bitch and let it go. Mm-hmm.
So does the fractal distribute the pressure more
evenly? It contains it. It contains it so you don't blow.
So the pressure being in the shape of a fractal contains it?
The fractal itself contains it in your exoskeleton and also gives you access to the cloud. The cloud, it would be like putting everything that's in the Internet in your mind. There's a lot of stuff on the Internet. Do you agree?
Yes.
Can everything in the Internet fit in your mind?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Well, if you do, you're going to become Lucy, and you're going to blow your head off. The movie, Lucy. It's more than you can contain, because it's more than you can process. Okay? And the cloud is more than you can process. But in a fractal, you get to control what parts you get and what you don't get. And you're safe. You can't overload the system. You see? You don't have centillions of bits of data always there that you don't even require. The RAM
so the fractal
is controlled. The RAM is controlled. Okay. But you've got
so
to be
fractal.
The interface between the don't say that. So that you have to be the interface between the cloud and you. Now, at first, that's not going to work because you don't know how to work it. That's what the monoliths are going to do. They're going to be a stabilizer that will allow you to have access. It's going to be an inverter. Or what do you call those things that you put in your house? A router. It's going to be a router. We don't know what that is, and y'all don't either, and everybody's got one running long and hard. They're bi-fine and wi-fine and tri-fine. They're all over the place. But that router is what they're using to converge the information in the world into a hard wire, into a wireless, into a condition that your different operating systems, if they align, can receive. Well, that's exactly the example of ascension and the clouds. That's the connection. The monoliths are what's going to be used short term until you can get your bearings and figure it out how to do it. That's Bob's gift to y'all. He didn't have to do a damn thing. He don't owe y'all nothing. He owes you nothing. I want you to know that. And if y'all owe him something, you better pay him or he'll have his picture made by your tombstone. He's bad about that. Just say it. He's bad about that. ALP, bless your heart.
So, anyway, the
short version is that is a way that you have a change, even if you're not perfect. See, you understand that being ascended is perfection, but in the process, you don't have to be perfect to ascend. You see that? Is that logical? You become perfect. But you don't have to be, some people would say, well, I can't ascend, that's perfection, I'm not perfect. Well, as a little man, you're not. But we don't see you as a little man. We already see you as God. We just hope you see you as God.
Mm-hmm. Right. The human mind can't figure that one out because it's like, how am I perfect?
Well, it won't give you room. It won't give you room because it knows it knows the depravities that you'll go to in a second. Oh, I'll never do that again. You wake up in the opium den. Oh, I'll never do anything. Then you're sitting on the corner with a needle and a spoon, you know.
Yeah.
We don't care. Do what you do. You're going to anyway. We still fuck with you.
Okay. So, one more question, Bob?
Yeah.
Just one more.
Okay. Yeah.
So, with regard to our last mono...
You made the cut, Chad. You made the cut.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, you shut up, Brian. You talk too much. When you did the other show.
Monolith. We talked about them last time. You mentioned dilithium. I found it interesting that monolith and dilithium have the same root word, lith, which means stone. Is that an important connection?
Yeah, the white stone. It is.
White stone. Okay. Good. All right. Thanks, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks, Chad.
Hope David DePat does good with his Paul Pelosi conundrum. They're expecting, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Good topics there, Chad.